One of the summer's next big sporting events will come in Beijing. And if there was any doubt, we now know that Dara Torres will be part of the U.S. Olympic swimming team at the age of 41.
At-large Jackson looking pretty good as well.
Does not appear anybody's going to beat Dara Torres. Won the 100 and wins the 50. The time, 24-25. Another new American record for the 41-year-old mom.
Torres was at the U.S. Olympic swim trials covered by NBC Sports. The trials were in Omaha, and Christine Brennan was there. She's a columnist for USA Today and a regular guest on this program. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
May I mention one little detail that came out after the swim trials? Dara Torres won the 100-meter freestyle on Friday night and said that her middle-aged eyes kept her from seeing the scoreboard and realizing what exactly had happened.
That's correct. So she asked if they could make the lettering and the numbers a little bigger on the scoreboard. For anyone who's 41 who makes an Olympic team, which, of course, she's the first to do that in swimming in the United States, so I'm not sure that there's going to be a big problem in the future with this issue, but it's an incredible story. What a weekend for Dara Torres.
How'd she do it? There didn't seem to be much doubt that she would.
No, you know, I think she was a phenomenon basically back in 84. I covered her at the Olympics. She was 17 in Los Angeles. And she had great talent. And I think what we've seen now, stunning, of course, is that here at 41, with serious, focused speed work, obviously a lot of stretching. She's got all sorts of people who push and pull and step on her to get her back in shape to be able to swim the next time. She's able to do it. And it's an extraordinary combination of talent with the time, the ability, and the mindset that she just absolutely wanted to make a fifth Olympic team.
Let me ask about the mindset. Is this a sport where, as it might be with certain baseball pitchers, certainly not all of them, as they get older, there's actually an advantage to age, to experience?
Oh, I think so. And when those swimmers get on that block, Steve, and this is it, and 4 years of training for this moment, and it might be over in a minute or two, and of course, first place is great. Second place is fantastic. Third place goes home. Can be by a sliver of a fingernail, the difference between second and third. It's so psychological. And Dara Torres talked about this, how she just, even though she was nervous, she's been there so many times before, all these little kids around her looking at her, and she's up on the blocks, and she's got the ability and the 9 medals and is unretired twice and come back to do this. That psychological advantage, having the nerves but knowing how to do this, clearly that was a huge advantage for her in the two events she swam here.
Have to ask, is it certain that Dara Torres did this entirely on her own without the aid of any drugs?
It's a question that has to be asked in the steroids era in sports. She has volunteered for a pilot program with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. It's one of only 12 Olympic athletes to be in it. She's given both her urine and her blood to be tested 12 to 15 times, Steve, since March. That's a lot of drug testing. That's way more than Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens combined ever had in their entire careers. And as the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO has said to me, you'd have to be a fool to be dirty and to be in this program. So to me, that seems to be the answer.
Let's move over to the men's side. Michael Phelps may have a chance to set a record for records. Isn't that right?
That's correct. He did it. 5 for 5. All events that he swam, he won, except for the 100 freestyle, which he just did for a time, which allows him to probably be on that relay, because I know folks are saying, well, wait a minute, what about the 8 gold medals? Well, 5 individual events, 3 relays. He'll be in all 3 of them. He's going to try to, of course, beat Mark Spitz's 7 gold medals from way back in 1972. It's possible. It's not a done deal by any means. It's going to be hard, especially in the first relay. But he can make that effort again. Michael Phelps will be trying this a second time.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today. She's at the scene of the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks very much.
And thank you, Steve.